Joining us now is Greg Hames of Nippertown.com. Greg, Mr. Groundhog said we've got some winter left, and looking outside, it's easy to believe, but we can melt some snow with some hot music.
Oh, boy, this is not going to be a great weekend for those warm weather folks, but there is some hot music out there, and I think maybe we should start with the Tim Olson Band, who are playing actually tonight at 9 Maple Ave up in Saratoga. And then they're going to have their CD release party at Union College in Schenectady, where Tim Olson is a music department professor. And that's going to be on Monday, February 23rd. Just put out a brand new album. Obviously, if they're having their CD release party, it's brand new. The album is called Creature of Habit, and it's on the Catskill-based Grammy Award-winning record label Planet Arts. And here's some of the title track, Creature of Habit.
The Tim Olson Band, Creature of Habit. It's the title track of the new album on the Planet Arts label. They'll be at 9 Maple Avenue in Saratoga Springs, New York tonight. And then on Monday, February 23rd, they head down to Union College in Schenectady. A band by the name of Winter Pills.
We've been taking
a lot of those lately.
Yes, this is a an overdose, perhaps, you might say.
Yeah.
But they put out this album late last year. Album's called Echolalia, and it's on the Northampton-based record label Signature Sounds. And Winter Pills is a band, but this is primarily a duo album, Flora Reed and Philip Price. And they'll be playing as an acoustic duo at Cafe Lena.
February 20th?
Yes, the Friday night?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, February 20th. And they'll be playing as a duo, and they made this album as a duo. And it's a great album of, it's one of my top 10 from last year. It's an all covers album, but it's some very well-known people. They covered Buddy Holly, the Beatles, and then Nick Drake and Mark Mulcahy. And this is actually my favorite song off the album. It's a Sharon Van Etten song called One Day.
True and kind. Call me a sign, I will now be, and I will be fine and bad. Lonely in the night.
One Day from the new album. They'll be playing at Cafe Lena in Saratoga. That's next Friday, February 20th. You'll get no argument from me that Aretha Franklin is the queen of soul, but if she's the queen of soul, Mavis Staples has got to be the queen of something. Maybe soul gospel, southern R&B, something. She is just brilliant.
She is a remarkable vocalist and has been for a very long time, back from the days of the Staple Singers. She's 75 years old, but she still got it, trust me. I've seen her at Solid Sound recently, and no surprise, because Jeff Tweedy of Wilco produced her most recent albums. But we're gonna take a dip into an album called We'll Never Turn Back that Ry Cooder produced for her in 2007. And hopefully she'll be playing this song when she comes to Club Helsinki for a rather intimate show. This should be something special. Club Helsinki in Hudson on Sunday, February 22nd. Here's Down in Mississippi.
Season was always open on me. Nobody needed no bed.
used to walk down that gravel road, walking with my grandma.
The wonderful Mavis Staples down in Mississippi from the album Will Never Turn Back. She'll be at Club Helsinki, a rare club appearance, I imagine, for Miss Staples. It's Sunday, February 22nd. Club Helsinki is in Hudson. She's a legend, and when it comes to folk, I think Tom Paxton can wear the legend title as well.
Oh, I think so, too. I mean, they're both, you know, both veterans, and if she's sort of the gospel soul R&B queen, then Tom Paxton is certainly one of the kings of folk music, and he's 77 years old, and he's still got a new album coming out this year called Redemption Road. If you don't know the name, shame on you, but there's also, just think of the songs that he wrote. I mean, just a few of them: The Last Thing on My Mind, Bottle of Wine, Ramblin' Boy, Whose Garden Is This, Marvelous Toy, Jimmy Newman, just a wonderful singer-songwriter. And he's playing at the Egg on Friday, February 27th, in what may very well be his final tour. So this is your chance. Go and see him. We're going to play a track off the 3-CD box set, Live at Cafe Lena. And it's not one of his big hits, but it's a lovely song called Morning Again.
The picture on his dresser is grinning proudly. Morning again. The sun is probably shining. Someone is probably finding his way. Morning again. Somebody else is there. Someone's morning begins.
Folk legend Tom Paxton at the Egg in Albany, Friday, February 27th. We just heard Morning Again from the 3-CD set Live at Cafe Lena. Elizabeth Woodbury Cassius and Heard. Not a law firm, but what is it?
Well, Elizabeth Woodbury Cassius is the singer, not the singer, the composer,
okay,
and keyboardist in the band Heard. It's H-E-A-R-D for you phoneticists out there. And they do a kind of jazz meets world music based in Troy. And they will be playing at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall on Friday, February 27th, for the first night of the Bridge Jazz Festival, which is a cool concept that's come up. It's two nights. First night at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall with Annette Cohen and the Marcus Roberts Trio. And then on the Saturday night, it moves across the bridge, hence the name of the fest, to the College of St. Rose Masry Center with Fred Hirsch Trio, Cecile McLaurin Savant, and the Gretchen Parlato-Alan Hampton Duo. It's like six really good bands over two nights in the middle of winter. You can't beat that if you're a jazz fan. So this is a little bit of Elizabeth Woodbury Cassius and Heard, the title track of their 2010 album, Caribou.
Elizabeth Woodbury Cassius and Heard. They'll be playing at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall Friday, February 27th, and then the next day at St. Rose. Is that how it works?
Yep.
St. Rose, College of St. Rose, Masry Hall. Staying warm with Greg Hames of Nippertown.com. Thank you very much.
You bet. I'm going up to the Flurry Festival this weekend to try to keep warm. And
look out, dancers.